Advent is about an opportunity of celebrating the birth of Jesus as God's invitation and our invitation to each other to live life more fully.
Mm. And how best can we do that?
Well, I think if you look at Christmas as a celebration of the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, this guy who grew up carpenter and saw the world around him and then went and tried to urge people to open their mind to what life was about, that it was gift, that it was about celebration, and that's central to human relationships with forgiveness at the centre. And that message is so relevant to today and looking to the example of Jesus in a world where I think increasingly people feel pulled along to find their happiness in kind of three different directions. One is in consuming, that somehow our happiness is the more goods we have, the more we buy, the more we spend, the more we have, the more happier we will be. So that's one kind of message the culture sends to us. And we all try it and we all find the lack of satisfaction and we go out and we buy more.
And yet that's what the advertising messages tell us this
time
of the year.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, from September, so you see, you know, getting at children particularly, you know, buy this and you'll have your heart fulfilled. And then the other part of it is that in some ways it says that it's your happiness and your fulfillment that's most important. So you have to look out for number one. So it's not only just about consuming and having more, it's you must have more.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the priority message. And that all ties up with then that you must be concerned about economic security to be able to afford all these things.
Yeah.
So the message is that kind of money and wealth are really, really important. The Christian message, I think, offers a liberation from that because it says your happiness and fulfillment is actually found not in consuming, but in giving. That practice giving and you'll actually find a deeper fulfillment and contentment.
Just in relation to the giving, Tony, is it that people think they have to buy and spend money in order to give? Is that the giving?
I suppose there is an aspect where the culture has made giving into a form of consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a bit like the parable of the widow's mite. You have all these people who give out of what they have, and it doesn't really affect their normal routine. And then this little widow comes along and she gives all that we have. So she puts herself out completely.
Mm.
And that's the kind of giving, I think, that the gospel invites us to give in a way that disrupts your normal routine. And you actually find a new level of freedom in that. You find, actually, I actually lived without the flat screen TV, the old TV, even though my heart was set on it and the new one 2 weeks ago. The fact that I've given that money now to the charity in Africa, I can actually live with this big boxy old grey TV with its kind of dodgy remote. My life can go on, but I now know that someone else is benefiting to enormous extent because of the sacrifice I have made. So that it's that type of giving. It's the type of giving that says, my elderly neighbour who's in the nursing home for the last 3 months, I've been so busy. I've been concerned about her, but I haven't phoned, I haven't called in. I'm going to go around and spend a half an hour or an hour, whatever she's up to just say hello and tell her the news of the area. It's that sort of giving. And if you talk to people who do that sort of thing, they're actually so full of the joy. They found a joy that no consumer product can give because they've actually found, it's not even a do-gooder mentality, but they've actually found something of the truth of what it is to be human being in that sort of giving where you see another person as a person who has needs and wants and you try to meet them halfway and you engage them and they meet your needs along the way as well. So it's that sort of fulfillment that the gospel talks about.
So you're really talking about choices.
I think that's key. I mean, the advertising that will be... We'll be bombarded with choose this product, buy this gift, buy that gift. I think Advent is a time where you're saying there's another choice to make, and that is to just check all the pressures you're under to spend money, to buy gifts for people, to be concerned about your own, to be concerned about this escalating competitiveness. To buy gifts and to consume to such an extent that we can't even be happy with all the goods we have. So it is to make choices. It's maybe particularly around gifts that we give because Christmas is so centered on buying gifts. And there are other options. There are options where you can tell the person, yes, I want to say you're important in my life, but I don't want to buy you another MP3 player or another voucher for flower arranging or something like that. Mm. I'm going to buy something for somebody in the world who has no food for the next year, and I'm going to make sure that they have some sort of food for the next 3 months. Mm. And that's my gift to you and to them. Mm. And could we not choose more of those sort of gifts? It certainly takes courage. It takes, I suppose, the accusation of being killjoy. But I think we can find a balance here. We can be sensible, because I think most people would find they wake up on Christmas morning or in maybe late into Christmas afternoon and Christmas Day and discover that the sitting room is cluttered with gifts and wrapping paper, and really only one or two would have sufficed. And yet we do need ways of coming together, but perhaps we can come more with our two hands hanging to us on Christmas Day to our loved ones, knowing that perhaps the gift that we have, the material gift we have given, has gone to people who really need it, whereas the gift we're bringing to others is saying, I'm here to celebrate Christmas Day. It's been a good year. We've had ups and downs. Let's sit and have a nice meal. Have a little drink if you need to. Don't drive if you're having that drink. And we're going to sit around and reminisce, enjoy the warm fire. And that's our gift to each other. We don't need to clutter it with 40 gifts from 40 different people.